This is 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. Nicholas Books in Ann Arbor is bringing best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell to town Monday. He'll be talking about his latest book from Little Brown and Company called David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants at the Michigan Theater. Mr. Gladwell's been kind enough to give us a little of his time to talk about the book and his visit. Mr. Gladwell, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Sure. You're a staff writer with the New York Times as well, and you've written three other books, The Tipping Point, Blink, and Outliers. I was wondering if you might start off by talking a little bit about how your latest book maybe compares with or fits in with your previous writing.
Well, I've always been really interested in the question of how people succeed, defined very broadly. How do you get to do the thing that you're good at or that you want to do or that brings you fulfillment and meaning? And my last book, Outliers, looked at that question from a very broad perspective, looking at cultures of success and broader themes. And this book is about individuals. Each chapter is pretty much about a person who's in a particular situation or faced with a certain kind of adversity or challenge and how they coped with it and learned from it and dealt with it. There's a lot more storytelling in this book than some of my previous books, but it does share the general kind of theme that has ridden through my books recently, which is this question of how you get to do the thing you want to do.
Okay. Well, obviously, you don't want to give the whole thing away. You've talked a little bit about what we can expect in the book. Can you go into a little more detail as far as maybe some of the subjects you touch on and some of the areas you explore?
Yeah, I'm interested. So half of the book is about David, and half the book is about Goliath. So it's about both how giants are not as are not nearly in real life as powerful as they think they are or as they seem to the rest of us, and how Davids are more powerful than they seem to be. So, for example, I have a couple of chapters that talk about what does it mean to have a disability. I have a chapter on why is it that so many successful entrepreneurs are dyslexic. So a certain number, not a large number, but some percentage of dyslexics do very well in life. And if you ask them why they did well, they'll say they did well because of their dyslexia, not in spite of it. So that chapter all explores that paradox of how is it that when I give someone a really kind of overwhelming obstacle to learning, they can end up being better off. And I talk a lot about, I have a chapter, another section's about what it means to be disagreeable. By that I mean not obnoxious, but to be the kind of person who doesn't care what the world thinks of them. And I think of that as being very much a trait of underdogs. And I have a long chapter about a brilliant oncologist named Emil Freireich, who's really the man who spearheads the cure for childhood leukemia. He's a man who suffered extraordinarily over the course of his life and who learned from that suffering, learned what he was capable of, learned how to deal with critics and obstacles and foes. And it made him this extraordinarily formidable and profoundly disagreeable person. And from that, we got one of the most extraordinary medical advances of the 20th century. So there's that. And then the last part of the book is really about faith, about the kind of power and strength that people can get from religious belief. And that's something else I think that's characteristic of underdogs. That is their strength is what's in their heart, and that's sort of where I end up with David and Goliath.
Okay. I'm speaking with author Malcolm Gladwell, who's coming to Ann Arbor Monday to talk about his new book, David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. People tend to, I think, generally steer clear of challenges, but it sounds like you're saying pretty loudly that we can learn some very important lessons by working to kind of overcome adversity.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is I explore this idea in depth. It's a notion in psychology that's called desirable difficulty. And the idea is that most of the time, difficulties are not good. They just make our life harder. They make it more difficult for us to learn things. But there are certain kinds of difficulties that are desirable. That is to say, they have the effect of causing us to change our behavior and our approach and our motivation in a way that leads us better off. So this began with the study of simple learning. I mean, are there ways in which we can teach a child something that makes it more difficult initially, that ends up being advantageous? But I apply that idea quite generally and sort of say, look, there clearly are examples of adversity that is desirable, that does something to your motivation or your heart or your incentives, and that makes you better off in the end. That's a lot of what the chapter on dyslexia is about. I have another chapter that talks a lot about what it means to lose a parent. And there's another strange, fascinating phenomenon that a very, very large percentage of very, very successful people lost a parent when they were very young. And for them, in this weird way, that difficulty ended up being desirable. That does not mean it wasn't extraordinarily painful and difficult.
Sure. Is there anything that kind of stuck out at you as far as being one of the more surprising things that you learned as you worked through here, or do those kind of areas pretty much cover that?
Oh, no, endless numbers of things you learn. I mean, the book begins with the story, a retelling of the actual old story of David and Goliath. And I'm not going to give away my surprise, but I discovered, if you talk to historians and experts on the Bible and ancient times about Goliath, you discover Goliath is not who you think he is. In fact, there is this completely fascinating literature that sprung up among, of all people, endocrinologists who have looked at Goliath and said, you think he looks like this overwhelming, powerful giant? He is not. I won't give it away, but that came as a complete surprise to me that Goliath was not someone we should be scared of. That was not what I was expecting.
Okay. Anything important you'd like to add that we haven't talked about?
Of all the books I've written, it was the most enjoyable to write. There's something about the people I encountered in this that I had a real profound effect on the way I think about the world. And I hope people feel the same way.
Excellent. Mr. Gladwell, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Malcolm Gladwell appears at the Michigan Theater at 7 Monday night with a special meet and greet beforehand. Tickets are available at Nicholas Books, Literati, and all Ticketmaster outlets.